Moncrief on News Talk.
Every year, as you know, leaving cert results time, we hear all about how a disappointing set of results is not the end of the world and that the leaving cert is not the be-all and end-all. There are many different career paths available in this country. For instance, there's a massive shortage of tradespeople. All this week, Inro Daren is staging an event called Try a Trade to highlight the range of apprenticeships available. Josh Crosby reports.
Just learning about all the different trades and like just learning how to be an electrician and all.
It's really fun, like you get to try out loads of new stuff as well. So
yeah, it's brilliant. You get to drill and all and try all new things. I love it.
So
10
cool.
out of 10.
And would it make you consider maybe a trade in the future?
It actually would. And I was actually really enjoying the drilling, so it actually would, I swear to God.
Yeah,
it actually did make me very interested. Yeah.
Inro Daren expects to receive around 4,000 applications for 35 apprenticeship places this year. So to find out why there's so much demand for the courses on offer, I visited the Apprentice Training Centre in Inchicore.
Hi Josh, my name's Conor Doolan. I'm the Apprentice Development Executive for Irish Rail.
Good to meet you, Conor.
So this is our annual Try a Trade.
So it's all go?
It's all go. So first room here is the meet and greet, and then we bring them in and we get them suited and booted, so high vis vests and the boots and all the safety gear. So once they're suited and booted, then they go on the workshop floor. So
all about the PPE now and
it's
the health and safety.
All about being safe, yep. Yeah.
It's a busy spot.
Yeah, so we've got an all-female school there. The guys there are just going to show them the bit of a mechanical section here. So this is where all our apprentices learn, yes. This is where all our apprentices come in for 20 weeks initially, do their initial training, and then they prepare them for their workshops and their depots, and they go out and they can hit the ground running. You know, they have all the basics.
And all the different trades will be in here under the one roof?
All the different trades are under one roof here, yeah. So we have the fitters, the heavy vehicle mechanics, OEM technicians and electricians. Josh, come on here now and I'll give you another look around here.
Yeah,
so.
I'll follow you.
So again, mechanical section there, a few cars, a few engines, you can see bits and pieces there. Yeah. So work on diverse machinery, anything from vans, cars, trucks, trains.
And so far today, are you coming across a few students who are eager to get into the working world?
Definitely. You can see that there is a good interest here. There's a good interest, all the people that attend. Spaces are limited, so we ask the guidance teachers to pick wisely, people who are interested and genuinely interested in the trade. And that's what they're doing. They're sending the people who really want this, you know.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Scanlon. I'm a guidance counsellor in St. Aidan's Community School in Talla.
And Lorraine, I suppose, what made you guys decide to come along to this event?
Well, I suppose there's a huge emphasis always when it comes to leaving certs on third level education. And there really has been a push over the last few years in getting them into like higher education, universities, ITs. But there is an interest in getting them into apprenticeships. However, the background of some of our students, they wouldn't have the connections that they would need to get onto like a traditional apprenticeship. They wouldn't have like family connections to become like an electrician or a mechanic. So that's where we're kind of stuck. So opportunities like today, where we can actually make connections with big organisations that provide jobs for apprentices and the full training, is an amazing opportunity for our students, and we're really just trying to grab it with both hands. At a recent training day for guidance counsellors, there was that push and saying, like, right, we want you focusing on it in the classroom. But the pushback there is you can't kind of push students to do something or to train in something if there's not going to be a job at the end of it. That's where the catch is for our students. So it's all about building the links and the connections with the school to organisations that can actually provide a pathway to employment for them, as well as the training.
When a student comes to you for a one-on-one chat, do you find there could be girls who really want to follow a trade, but it's just maybe traditionally it hasn't been encouraged, or their friends are going off to university? Does that come up?
Absolutely. I mean, like, culturally, I think girls, you know, especially if they're not particularly academic, they're almost corralled into like areas like beauty or childcare or something like that. And that doesn't excite them, so they kind of feel at a loss. So opening doors like this and telling them and them hearing about these kind of career opportunities and that there are actually girls in this, it's a great thing. And it's just trying to get it out there and connect them with it. Like the three girls that we have here today have all applied for PLCs in hair and beauty. And yet, as soon as we came in the door, we met a lovely lad. I think he's in his fourth year of training, and he said girls are actually really good, especially at like electrical work, because of the more finicky kinds of things. And the girls were just like, oh my God, really? Do you know? So just even for them hearing that you know, it just makes it more like attainable and realistic for them.
Buses of students are arriving from across the country for the Try a Trade event. Conor Doolan shows me some of the demonstrations on display and introduces me to one of the apprentices who left school at 16 and hasn't looked back since.
It's all systems go here, but this is our electrical section here now, in here to your right hand side. And that's where the kids are doing. You can see all the kids are participating there. So they have loads of exciting exercises in electrical. So they have wiring sockets, wiring plugs, stripping cables, using a fuse board, use of a multimeter. You know, all the little life skills.
And you can see here now the students are on the tools. They're getting the hands-on experience.
Yeah, the beauty about this is it's so well controlled, so well supervised. The kids are getting to sample this. You can see down the far end they're chasing a bit of concrete and they're drilling holes. And, you know, they're being put through their paces there just to see, is this for them? And it's an eye-opener for them. And, you know, some people it'll open their eyes and, you know, they're at maybe they're at crossroads in their life and they don't know what to do. And we're hoping that this may inspire them to pick up an apprenticeship or see is it for them. And if it's for them, they can apply for an apprenticeship. Some of these people never held a drill or never pawn a pair of goggles. It's all new to them, but it's a good learning curve.
You know, looking for a job on Saturday, yeah?
They get nixers the whole time.
So I'm Molly. I'm a third-year apprentice in Irish Rail doing electrical.
And Molly, what made you decide to sign up in the first place?
So my granddad always told me, like, just to do something practical and always said, like, an apprenticeship. I wasn't too fond of school as well, so I was like, oh, I think I'll go down that route. So I did a course called Access to Apprenticeship, and that kind of led me into Irish Rail. So it's basically, it gives you a variety of, like, different sort of trades. So that kind of shows you what was for you, and, like, it gave you an option as well to try out each one. So it led me to electrical, and I'm here now. 3 years in, yeah, every day is different too, so you don't know what you're coming up with, but it's a good challenge, yeah.
And when you were saying school wasn't really...
No, I wasn't too fond of school now. I was just dying to get out and working, and lucky enough, my mum let me leave for my leaving cert, so it's called Access to Apprenticeship. So I went through that, like, when I left school early, so that's how it brought me into Irish Rail and to do an apprenticeship. So yeah, no, haven't looked back since and really enjoying it.
Straight into the working world.
Straight in, yeah.
And how have you found it then, I suppose, with construction and electrical work, sometimes it can be male dominated at times?
Definitely, yeah, no, there's not many girls in it, but I don't mind, so everyone's really welcoming and it's a great place to be.
So for any young girl out there who's in leaving cert or doing the junior cert, doesn't know if they want to stick with school, what would you say?
Just go for it and don't look back, yeah. I think the best thing ever is just giving everything a try and seeing what's for you too.
It's not just trades focused on Éireann Road Éireann's fleet of vehicles. Bus Éireann and Dublin Bus are also here demonstrating what apprenticeships they provide. And they even had a bus simulator which was drawing great attention.
How are you doing, Josh? My name is David Poynton. I'm the apprenticeship programme manager for Bus Éireann and Dublin Bus.
And David, how's it all going here now today?
Yeah, great. Come here. We were invited in by Conor and his team here in Irish Rail to try a trade event. We're promoting our Bus Éireann Dublin Bus apprenticeship programme for heavy vehicle mechanic, which is live now through our careers page. And interest has been great. Students have been brilliant. These days are, I suppose, they're so valuable because they get to put their hands on equipment, try the trades firsthand and see what's going on. And I suppose get to talk to some of the apprentices. That's the most important thing here.
And I must say, now, out of all the stands, this is very popular. You have a queue of students lining up here. What's taking place here behind us?
Yeah, so look, obviously students are lining up here. They're talking about the apprenticeship to some of our team here, and then they're going to put their name forward for a little driving competition on one of our simulators here. It has a bus simulation. You basically put your name down and you go around a little course, obstacle course. Whoever does it in the best time in the safest fashion can win a one-for-all voucher at the end of each day. So yeah, it's definitely testing the skills of the students and our own, so it's good crack.
The benefit of it, it gets the ball rolling, gets the conversation going.
It's like, I suppose, when you're in training as an apprentice mechanic, you have to be able to drive the vehicle as well. It's like a chef. When you cook the food, you want to be able to taste it. So when we repair the vehicles, we want to be able to drive them. And that's what we're kind of telling the students here today.
And I must say, I've done a few interviews with Dublin Bus staff over the years, and what you find is they're generational employees.
Yeah.
People, once they come, they stay.
Yeah,
so what is it? How have you managed to hold on to people so well?
Lifers, yeah. Like I came in out of school 23 years here now, and what we find is if people come into the company, they stay. Even you see here today, like Irish Rail, Bus Air and Dublin Bus staff, you know, working together, chatting, having the crack. It's very much a family feel to it, you know, when you join the company. That's why they stay, you know.
In the first week of the apprenticeship programme opening for heavy vehicle mechanics, fitters, electricians and engineering technicians, there have already been over 1,300 applications. But what do the students coming here think of what they see, and what's the advice from someone who's recently started their own apprenticeship? How's the transition you're going?
I love it. I think it's the best year of school. real so far.
Why, what is it about it? Just the real life experience?
Yeah, it's all about finding yourself in TY as well.
I think it's like just the new friends you make and like the opportunities you get to take. It's just a really good experience.
Has it helped you decide what you want to do after school?
Yeah, it has, because the work experience helps a lot with as well, because I get to see what they do.
Yeah.
And what do you think of this event today? What are you finding most interesting?
It's very good. Doing the actual activities is very interesting.
You actually get to drill stuff, and that's really like fun, to do the drilling and actually see what it's like rather than just watch someone do it.
And would it make you consider maybe, or even advising to a friend that they might be interested in?
Yeah, definitely, maybe. Yeah.
My name's Kyle, I'm a fitter, and I'm in my first year of my apprenticeship. I like doing fitting, I always have, like working with my hands, good opportunity, job for life. Yeah, I love cars.
How have you found it so far?
It's great.
What's been the best part of the apprenticeship?
Just learning new things every day.
And earning?
That's the best. Yeah, that's the best.
So it goes from being a hobby when you were younger into actually being your job.
Full-time job. It's good though, I enjoy it. Very good.
And when you were in school, like when you were looking around to what to do after school, were you thinking of college or what were the options?
No, I like working with my hands. I never really seen myself sitting in a college class, and when this came up, I knew it's what I wanted to do, so delighted I got.
So for any other young lad out there, he's looking around in school, like you, he likes working with his hands. What advice would you have for them?
Just go do an apprenticeship, that's what you want to do. If you're rather working with your hands and stuff, then definitely go for it. Do whatever you want to do. In life, you have to do what you want to do.
Josh Crosby reporting there. One texter says, if I'd my time over again, I'd definitely look at doing an apprenticeship. I work in construction, office-based, and the opportunities for young people to travel the world in the back of an apprenticeship are incredible. Pays extremely well too. My son, says another texter, is a first-year apprentice. He makes more money than my son who graduated and is working for PwC. There you go. I suppose the difficulty is, though, you know, once if we get down to training more apprentices, we need to hang on to them as well, because we desperately need them in this country.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.